I guess the common sense folk wisdom, if kids are spending more time on something, they must be benefiting from it. Some teachers and adults in their lives may hit them, so we should prepare them for that now by smacking them as often as possible. It will be very rare that I have the audacity to ask you to do things in the evening or over the weekend.
Is homework really a benefit for kids? I think we're going to talk about that today with one of the leading experts in the field.
And now, it's time for another edulicious episode of the Bentley Brothers Podcast, bringing you what's current and what works in education. Here are your hosts, Scott and Tim Bentley.
Bentley Brothers, Bentley, Bentley Brothers, bringing education information like no other. Bentley Brothers, Bentley, Bentley Brothers, bringing education information like no other.
Yep.
First name Bentley, last name Brothers, bringing education information like no others. Yep. With Tim and Scott.
And on today's Bentley Brothers, we have the incomparable Alfie Kahn with us today. Thank you for coming on the show with us, Mr. Kahn. He is the author of The Homework Myth. And he is well known by all of us in the education field. You can learn more by going to his website, alfiekahn.org, which is alfiekahn.org. Welcome to the show, Mr. Kahn.
Thank you.
And why don't you go ahead and get us started with telling us what is the common misperception among educators and perhaps parents as well about homework?
That it needs to be assigned at all. Or more precisely, that the pros outweigh the cons, given that everyone on reflection should realize, if only from his or her experience as an ex-child, that homework tends to cause frustration and exhaustion and family conflict and less time to do what one enjoys after having spent a full day at school, and perhaps most disturbingly, less excitement about learning itself. Everyone knows that homework has those effects, but we tend to assume that it wouldn't be assigned constantly unless it were shown to be beneficial. And yet, research does not support that conclusion. In fact, below the high school level, no studies have ever found any benefit of assigning any kind of homework. It is literally all pain and no gain.
And what's funny is we did a study at my school and we found that exact very thing. We had a static group. We reduced the amount of homework, and I've actually basically eliminated assigned homework. I do an optional homework where if the kids want to, the mm-hmm. parents want to, they can do it. If not, I teach fifth grade, so I really believe in what you're saying, and I've seen motivation levels go up inside the classroom, desire to learn. The kids are actually doing more work on their own, following their passions.
Mm-hmm.
So has your philosophy changed over time on homework, or is this something that you've always felt?
Well, years ago when I was teaching in the classroom, it never occurred to me to question the practice because I got homework when I was a kid. Every other teacher was assigning it. I just thought it was part of school. And I assumed, based on, I guess, the common sense folk wisdom, if kids are spending more time on something, they must be benefiting from it. But, of course, that behavioristic notion of time on task being beneficial is only one of the many misconceptions at the heart of continuing homework. The idea that if kids read more or do more, they will learn more. You know, I guess I was unthinkingly assuming that kids were like vending machines where you put in an assignment and you get out learning. But what predicts to outcomes is not behaviors like doing homework, but the goals and attitudes and perspectives of the real live people who are engaged in this. So if most kids dislike most homework and can't wait to be done with it, then why would we assume it would help them think better? We're assuming that their perspectives are irrelevant, and that's just the beginning. You know? So I did know when I wrote a book called The Schools Our Children Deserve about 15 years ago, I devoted all of one page to the topic and thought, you know, there's not a lot of research to support this practice, and I listed it among many other traditional practices we ought to question. But it was only more recently that I circled back and devoted an entire book and really dug into the research on the topic.
Now, what about at the later ages? Is that a good idea to have some homework when they're in high school? I mean, I think that an argument that I often hear, because I'm doing the same thing as Scott with the optional homework, but an argument we often hear is that if we don't train them to do their homework now, what happens when they get to another teacher that doesn't think the same way that we do and they do get the homework? How will they do in a scenario like that if they've always had the teachers that don't give them homework? So do we transition right. them as they go through high school? And, you know, we're not going to change the colleges, obviously. So,
well, that argument makes exactly as much sense as saying that, you know, some teachers and adults in their lives may hit them. So we should prepare them for that now by smacking them as often as possible, because
right.
that's what prepares them for the real world. If it's unpleasant later, we better make their lives unpleasant today. And the reality is, the idea of having to work a second shift when you get home from a full day in school is not something that requires special skills. If a teacher's going to do that later and kids say, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. We don't enjoy it. The research doesn't support it. Family time should be for families to decide. I want to develop socially and emotionally and artistically and physically, enough of the academically. Then we don't treat the later teacher's decision to use homework as just part of life. We see that as problematic and organize students and parents to say, no, that doesn't make sense either. Now, college is a very different matter because the whole college schedule works differently. There are relatively few hours during the week spent in class, and there's an assumption that you're going to be doing a lot of reading and writing outside of class. That makes perfect sense to me. But I don't see homework at the K-12 level as either necessary or sufficient for preparing kids for the college experience. So the reality is a lot of kids who get tons of homework right now fall apart when they get to college. And conversely, a lot of kids who get no homework because they're lucky enough to go to schools that understand that that's not necessary or desirable do just fine in adjusting to a very different schedule.
Yeah, I mean, homework really is this pillar that's hard to kind of crumble, I guess. And I would, you know, how do you approach that as a teacher? If you're talking, you know, to teachers, and how do you approach that when you're addressing your parents or your administration that says, you know, no, you're giving homework, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, one way to approach people about any traditional practice that turns out to be unsupported, grades, standardized testing, removing all possibility for kids to make decisions about their own learning, lectures and worksheets, you know, whatever it is to ask folks, what are your long-term goals for your students? And I ask that question in presentations I give all over the country. And everywhere I go, people say the same sort of things. We want kids to be happy, ethical, compassionate, responsible, lifelong learners, creative, critical thinkers, etc. And so then the question becomes, how does this practice bear upon those goals and vice versa? And so, for example, if teachers and parents want kids not only to know a bunch of stuff, but to understand ideas deeply and to love learning and want to continue to play with ideas and words and numbers, then it doesn't take a genius to see that homework actually diminishes kids' curiosity about the world and desire to keep learning. So it not only doesn't further our own goals, it actively gets in the way. And a number of people make statements that homework creates self-discipline, independence, good character, that sort of thing. But no research has ever supported this folk wisdom. And so I think we ask teachers to say, as a professional educator, if we're talking about a practice that kids mostly hate and that causes demonstrable harm in various ways, you need a compelling case based on research, not just your own hunches, to justify it. And in this case, there's no research to support it before high school. And the research at high school is merely correlational and becomes more dubious by the year. So I think we reach out to our colleagues and say, don't just talk about how much homework. Let's talk about what's the default. And I would argue the default should be kids get to decide what to do when they get home along with their parents, We don't reach the long arm of the school into their homes and tell them they have to do more academics, except on those rare occasions when we bring kids into the decision making and it turns out that we can say there's a compelling reason to ask kids to do more academics when they get home from school. Otherwise, no.
And I just would ask that of you too. I just, as a quick question, what do we do with those kids that, I mean, I've had kids in my class that say, when do we get homework, Mr. Bedley?
And they want homework. What a great teachable moment of a question. They shouldn't even have to ask, because on the first day of school, we should say, I hope we're going to do some terrific learning here. And it's I'm going to be developing an amazing curriculum with you, not just for you. And the curriculum is going to be about understanding ideas from the inside out, not merely memorizing facts for a test that you'll forget next month. But as a matter of respect to you, it will be very rare that I have the audacity to ask you to do things in the evening or over the weekend. We will decide together when that's necessary. And that trust and respect that we show for students means, according to the many teachers I know who never assign homework, that kids show a very different attitude and greater excitement, and are more likely to comply when you do ask them to do something, instead of making a fetish of telling them what to do, or worse, assigning the same thing to all the kids in the class, which suggests we don't even care who they are individually and what they need. You know, which should be obvious to any teacher. If you are going to assign homework, it should be differentiated by the individual kids involved.
Wow, great stuff. All right, well, thank you so much. Our time is already out, and we really appreciate you coming on the show. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners once again how they can follow up and learn more?
Well, I have this book that you mentioned called The Homework Myth, which not only reviews the research, but also talks about why homework is assigned despite the lack of supporting data, and then in the last two chapters talks about what we can do as teachers and parents to push back. And there are a number of articles spun off of that book on my website, alfiecon.org.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it, and just the time, and we wish you continued success with sharing that message out there and impacting education globally. So thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate your interest.
Thanks for being on the show, Mr. Cohn.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, Mom and Dad.
So I could be one of those Bedley brothers. Yeah. Bedley brothers, bringing education information like no other. Bedley brothers.